Hi, and welcome to the Shoot From The Heart podcast with me, Diane Bell. If you want to write a script, make a movie, or quite simply live an abundant and creatively fulfilled life, you are in the right place. Each week I'll share with you tips, techniques, and real-world information that will inspire and empower you on your path. Thank you so much for joining me. I am rooting for you all the way. Let's do this. Hello, gorgeous screenwriters, filmmakers, and creative souls, and welcome to episode 92 of the Shoot From The Heart podcast. Today is a special one. I am actually back in Scotland as my younger sister has been unwell. She is in hospital with a kidney infection. I am so happy to say she seems to have turned the corner with it. And thank you for all of you who have sent me well wishes for her and prayers and all the things, because they have worked. She really has turned the corner yesterday. She still has a long way to go, but we're over the worst. I'm so grateful. So I haven't been able to record a new podcast for you this week, but what I do have is something from the archives that I think you are going to love. This episode is from a masterclass I shared called The Secrets of Screenwriting Success. And what you're going to hear today is, first of all, what success looks like at different levels of your screenwriting career. And also what the ultimate foundation of all success is, the number one foundation for all screenwriting success. So I hope you enjoy this session, this little blast from the past from the archives. Let me know if you love it. And if you do, perhaps I'll share more from this masterclass. I love you so much. I hope you're having a great week. Enjoy the session. I want to begin this just by talking about this idea of what screenwriting success means. And what I loved was asking this question to you as pre-work. And I was reading all the amazing answers that came through about that on the Facebook page. And people have such wildly different ideas of what success looks like for you. And success is different to all of us. What you imagine would be the greatest success as a screenwriter might be very different from somebody else's idea of what great success is. What I know to be true for me as well is that my idea of success has changed depending on where I was on this path, on this journey. So at the very beginning, when I first started deciding that I wanted to write a screenplay, it actually took me 4 years to start writing it. I think it took about 4 years from the moment at which I first had an idea for a script. It took me 4 years before I started writing it. I was so intimidated by it. I was so frightened by it. I was so overwhelmed by the idea of it, all the things. And it literally, I thought about it and I wrote notes about it and I would, you know, dream about it, but I wouldn't actually write it. At a certain point, I decided to write it, but it still took me 3 years to write the screenplay. And I can honestly, hand on heart, say for many of those 3 years, my idea of success was to finish the screenplay. It was as simple as that. I had the big dream. I had a big goal in mind and, you know, the biggest dream. Okay. And I think this is for many of us. We'll have on one hand, we'll have the big, big dream. The big dream is that I am going to win the Academy Award for best screenplay. But right now, where I am on this path, my God, if I could just finish a screenplay, I'd be happy. And that's where I was for 3 years. Like, really, my idea of success was, if I can finish this screenplay, I will feel like a massive success. And then the goal shifts, because after you finished it, then it's suddenly like, okay, I have finished the screenplay. Now, I want to get paid for it. I want somebody to buy this screenplay. Then the goal shifts. So I think depending where you are on this journey, your idea of success does shift. It does change. I wanted to share with you just basically an idea of what the pyramid, I'm going to introduce you to an idea, the pyramid of screenwriting success. I don't know why it is, but with so many of my understandings of the world, it comes down to pyramids or tripods. It's just what it is. So I'm going to draw this. It's going to be a flat pyramid. So it's really going to be a triangle. I say it's funny that often things seem to become like triangles for me. So there's my triangle of screenwriting success. And the bottom line at the bottom of it, so I'm going to do that. Now this is going to look backwards for you. I haven't mastered the art of writing backwards, like mirror handwriting. Script written. So, at the very bottom of the pyramid is this level of success.
And it is that your script is written. And as I said, I'm sorry that it looks backwards to you. It's because you're like in a mirror. But the bottom line is that your script is written. Now, if this is achieved successfully, there's the possibility to build the next level of the pyramid. Okay, and the next level of the pyramid is a script sold. Script sold. Now, arguably, there's a sort of like in between bit between writing a script and selling it, which could be winning awards or getting into screenwriting labs and things like that, things that would help you sell your script. So there's arguably a little like little bit in between. But that little in-between bit is not a necessary thing to get you to the next stage. It could help you, but it's not, you don't have to win a competition, sell your screenplay. I didn't win any competitions with my screenplay and I sold it. So it's definitely one that's like, it's possible, but it's not necessary. So script sold is your next bit. And then the next bit, because what happens to many of us, what happened to me, I sold a script. I got paid to write scripts. So this was happening, and this was happening, but this next thing wasn't script made. So I'm actually going to say film made. And what you'll find, certainly for me, I was like, I sold my first screenplay, got money for it, it was amazing, it was great, it's all happening, blah, 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 I'm so excited, I'm making my living as a screenwriter, this is a dream come true, but nothing was getting made. And at a certain point in my journey, it seemed to me like real success would be having your film made. For 3 years, I was living in LA, getting paid to write screenplays, making a good living writing screenplays, but nothing was getting made. And so I realized that for me, the next level of success was getting the film made. Now, on top of that, we could put a little one, is get it the film made well into a good film. Okay. It's a good film. Because there's a lot of screenwriters who will get something made and the director butchers it. So the film doesn't really work out. So it's a good film. And then if it's a good film, the next level of success is it actually gets recognized. It gets some recognition. It connects with an audience and gets recognition. Okay, and there's many good films get made and they don't get this. I'm sure you're aware of that. And then at the very top, it's like, this is, you know, the holy grail of it all. This is like the awards, the acclaim, the big audiences, all the things. So that's at the very top. Now, what you'll notice about this pyramid is, there's a number of things actually. The first thing to notice is, This is like the entry level to it all. It builds on each other. You can't have this without this or this or this. You can't have this without this. You can't have this without this. So everything builds on each other. There's these layers of success, but it all starts down here. If this is not rock solid, it's going to be really hard to go up. And you might manage to get this, you know, even with a sort of like not massive success at this level, you might be able to still wangle this one, but it's highly unlikely that you'll get to here. Then it's even less likely that you'll get to there. So the stronger that this is, the more chance you have of getting all the way to the top with your screenplay. The stronger that this level is happening and the stronger that this, and then it goes up. Now, something to notice about this too is that a lot of people will achieve this. There's probably, they say, maybe 100,000 scripts will be written this year, maybe more, I don't know. So lots of scripts are written, right? Less will be sold, even less will be made, even less will be made into good films, even less will be made into good films that actually get recognition, and even less will be made, you know, a handful actually end up getting the awards and the kudos and all the buzz and excitement about them. So this is like, it's becomes less and less. Another thing to notice about this is you have less control as it goes up. You have a lot of control of what happens here, a little bit of, you know, control over here. It becomes less and less. Up here, it's really less and less control of what you can do, okay? So this is just an idea of what we're going to be talking about. Because what I want to start with is actually something that is even below here. Aha. So underneath this pyramid, there is actually another level. It doesn't fit on my paper because I didn't plan for it very well. But there we go. So there's another level under our pyramid, and this is your foundations, okay? The foundations, and it's underground. It's under the ground, the foundations of your screenplay. So today, we are going to be focused on the foundations, on what even comes before you even write your screenplay, how you set yourself up for building an incredibly strong pyramid right from the start, right from the beginning. And this is so important. You won't reach up here if you don't have strong foundations. You won't reach up here if you don't have a strong script here, but the script here won't be strong unless you have the strong foundations underlying it. So today we're going to be focused on this, on how to create incredibly powerfully strong foundations. And I'm going to give you three secrets to creating a very powerfully strong foundation for your pyramid so that you have the chance that it will grow all the way up. Now, I would just like to point out one other thing about this pyramid. Huge success at one level never guarantees success at the next. This is just the way it is. I was a philosophy student. That's what I did at university. And there's this idea of necessary and sufficient conditions. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. Necessary and sufficient conditions. And having a strong foundation, for instance, is a necessary condition to write a good script, but it's not a sufficient one. Okay. And having a script written well is a necessary condition for selling it, but it's not a sufficient one. Okay. Alex said, same, you did philosophy too. The most useful degree ever. So, actually, to be honest, I think studying philosophy did help me a lot, especially with my screenwriting. It makes me think in different ways. So at every level, there's never a guarantee that you're going to build the next level. There's never a guarantee in life. But it is true that you won't be able to build it the whole way up unless you get it in, unless you get these strong down below. Okay, so that's it. Does that make sense? Is everybody following me? So now we're going to get into the foundations and the secrets of the solid foundation. And as I said, today, basically, we're going to be looking at the secrets of the solid foundation and what you have to make sure is in check in order for you to build a great script. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at the actual script writing, the actual script. And that's going to be a little bit more nuts and bolts, as you'll discover. And then above that, everyone's coming up. My degrees are in philosophy too. I love it. I'm English. Equally useful. Yeah. I spent a little bit of time in the English department as well. I love it. So Saturday, we're going to be looking at the actual script and we're going to be looking at the secrets of the script and how to make sure the script can have success. And then we're going to be looking at on Sunday, everything that comes above there. So we are going to be talking about the selling, the getting it made, the good film, the awards, how to bring all the things in. Okay. Yeah. So we have to start though with a solid foundation. Today, we're going to talk about what you should write. Okay? So what kind of story you should write and how to know that your story is good enough. I get that question all the time. People write to me. I don't know if my script is good. I don't know if the idea is good enough. How do I know if this is a good enough idea? We're going to talk about that today, and you're going to have a foolproof method for knowing that your script is a good idea and it's good enough. Then we're also going to talk about why you should write your script. And this is one of the biggest, most important questions, because when that is locked in solid for you, it's going to fuel you all the way through this journey. Let's be clear. The journey from here to here, building your pyramid, can take years. It's going to take years. That's normal. So you have to make sure that your why is super powerful. And then we're just going to make sure that how the path is for you, that it feels good right from the beginning. And as I said, there's three secrets that I want to share with you today that I think are absolutely essential to understand. And if you grasp these, honestly, you will have the key to making this amazing foundation for your screenplay, something that really has a chance to build all the way to the top. Okay, so the first question is, what should we write? What should we write? What should we write about? How do we know what a good idea is? There's a piece of conventional wisdom that I heard many times, and I've heard it from also screenwriters in Los Angeles who make money at screenwriting. They tend to be the screenwriters who exist at these bottom three levels. So they have a script written and script sold, but they tend often not to be getting things made and not very good films, or if they are made. So not to be snidey, but this is the advice that I heard often. The advice was, Diane, if you want to write scripts that sell and that get made, what you need to do is get smart about this. And the way you get smart is read Variety, read Deadline, look at what producers are buying, look at what the marketplace is like, understand what producers are wanting and what film production companies want, and then write something like that. I wonder if anyone has ever heard this advice. And as I said, I heard this from people, screenwriters in LA, once I had moved to LA, who were often very much, making their living at screenwriting. Now, I personally believe this is the worst advice ever if you really want to build a pyramid to the top. If you want to reach the highest levels of success with your screenwriting, no. Do not do this. Do not do this. Secret number one, prepare for it. This is it. Secret number one, the most solid foundation for your screenplay and for the pyramid of success is your authentic passion. It's your authentic passion. If you feel a story in your heart, if there's something that comes to you and it comes to you and whispers and nudges and you just have this sense of like, ooh, this was this, and it kind of lights you up in the side. You might even feel it in your belly, right? Where you get like really excited. You're like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And you can't get it out of your mind somehow. You keep going back to this idea. And there's a part of you that's like, this makes no sense because this will never sell. This will never sell. Who buys these scripts? No one buys this script, right? Like nobody would buy this. But I love it. That is the script you should be writing. And that is the script that will have the potential to take your pyramid all the way up to the sky. It's never going to be ticking the boxes. It's never going to be thinking about what other people want. It's never going to be thinking about what's commercial, what's selling, all these things. I mean, one thing about that, I always think, oh my goodness, if you read Variety today about what's selling, I'm going to tell you now, 6 months from now or a year from now, when you finish your script, the market will have moved on. You have just spent 6 months to a year perfecting a script that was last year's news. No, the only way to do this, the only thing that you should write is what you feel called to write. What you just feel in your heart. I have this idea for a story and I freaking love it. And maybe everyone else will tell me that this is crazy. Maybe everyone's going to tell me this is stupid. Maybe everyone's going to tell me that will never sell. But I love it and I want to do it. And I think for me, I often think of it like a love affair. I think of, you know, starting a script is like falling in love. I mean, it's really just like that. You have this sense at the beginning of this love affair, this is the one. This is the one. Now, you could go about this in this sort of very strategic way where you're like, okay, I have my list of what I want in a partner. I want somebody with a good sense of humor. He must have his own hair. He must like dogs. I would like a man who does this, that, and the other, right? He earns as much money, all the things, right? And as you will know, if you've ever been out dating, you will be like, oh my gosh, you meet the man, he ticks all the boxes. Yep, good sense of humor. Yeah, he's got good sense of humor. Yep, his own hair. Yep, own hair. How much money does he earn? Yep, ticks all the boxes. But there's no energy. There's no connection. Meanwhile, you meet the guy who's totally wrong. He doesn't make sense on any level. And you're just in love. You're just like, oh, what's happening to me? What's happening to me? And you would fly around the world for this person to spend 5 minutes with them. You would drop everything to be with them because it's just, oh, they light you up. And for me, this is the energy of the screenplay. This is the energy of the screenplay that's going to go all the way to the top. If you're ticking boxes, being a good student, I don't think that screenplay is ever going to get anywhere near the top. It might be a decent screenplay. It might even sell. It might even get made into a movie. But it's never going to go all the way to the top. The only thing that's going to go all the way to the top, the only thing, is the thing that's just like, for you, a true love, a true passion. And it might be, of course, that you do fall in love with somebody who also ticks all the boxes. That is possible. I'm not saying that's not possible. Right? You might fall in love with somebody who just happens to be. Your script might be like, oh my God, this is so commercial and it's so easy to sell. But what I'm going to tell you is it doesn't matter if it's not. Every year we all get movies, the movies that you fall in love with, they don't make sense. Have you noticed that? Be like, how is that the movie of this year? Because it's somebody, it came from somebody's heart and somebody's passion, and they didn't care that everybody said it wasn't commercial. It didn't matter to them. This year, one of the films, obviously, that people are so excited about is Nomadland. There's an example, right? There's a commercial idea. One of my favorite movies of recent year, Moonlight, which won the Best Picture Oscar. Here's a really commercial idea for a movie. I'm sure this is going to win all the awards because these are selling like hotcakes right now. No. It starts with you as a screenwriter going, I love this. I love it. I feel it. I want to make this. Maybe it doesn't make any sense. Maybe it does make sense. Maybe it doesn't make sense, but it doesn't matter. It's not your business of whether it makes sense or not. It's not your business of whether the masses think it's a good idea or not. It's not your business. If you absolutely love it and you believe it matters, period. And that's what's going to carry you through this. If you believe that your script has got something just special, magical about it, you're like, I can't explain it. Doesn't make sense. My first movie, Obsolidia, I don't know if any of you have seen it, but it's like the least commercial film ever. I wrote a film that was just from my heart, just totally from my heart. And it's about climate change, and it's about obsolescence, and it's about technologies moving too fast. It's about all kinds of things that are not commercial, with a bit of Buddhist philosophy thrown in. And that movie, we made it. It got in Sundance. It won awards. It's the movie that got me nominated for an Independent Spirit Award for screenwriting. Probably the least commercial movie ever. If I had thought, oh my gosh, like, what do people want? What do people want? I certainly would never have written that script. And out of everything that I've written, that's the script that got me the most recognition. So trust your instincts. Start with that. What do I love? What do I love? And trust it. Because that's the most solid foundation you can have for a screenplay that goes all the way to the top. There is no other foundation for one that will go all the way. The other ones, as I said, you could, if you do all the ticking the boxes and being logical and rational about it, you might get one that gets to here, but it will never get up here. These films, this area up here, good film, great film, recognized film, standout film, that film is from somebody's heart. That film is never the one that just ticks the boxes.
And that's what I have for you today from this archived session. If you do want to hear more of it, do let me know. Send me a message. Reach out to me on the Instagrams or the Facebooks and let me know, and I will be happy to share more from that session. In the meantime, if you are thinking about writing a screenplay, I have something coming for you very soon. My legendary program, Write Your Screenplay in 8 Weeks, is going to be opening for registration. If you want to know about that, make sure that you are on my list. Join my Facebook group, Free Shoot From The Heart Society. I'd love to have you in it. And let's get you Writing your screenplay. Imagine just in 8 weeks from now, you could have a completed screenplay. Also, if you're looking for support on your path as a screenwriter or filmmaker, check out The Network. The Network is my monthly membership for screenwriters and filmmakers, where we take the whole approach that you hear in this podcast and take it to the next level. You get access to me, Zoom calls with me. You get tons of course material, access to so many things. So if that is interesting to you, check the show notes. You will find a link for The Network. Join us. It's the most incredible thing and will be the best investment you make this year in your screenwriting or filmmaking career. I love you so much. Thanks for being with me this week. I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I know you can listen to so many different podcasts, so it really means the world to me that you chose to listen to this. If you've enjoyed this and you've had any value out of this podcast at all, can I ask a little favor? Could you please share it on social media or go to wherever you're listening to it and leave a review so that other people can find it? I really, really appreciate it so much. I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you the next one. If you want to get in touch at any point, send me a message, support@dianebell.com. And also check out my website, dianebell.com, and see what I'm up to. Hopefully I'll see you in the social medias. Take care, and I'll see you next time.